Today, Farm Bureau Ag with Thoughts on the five things that we're missing without a new farm bill. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last program, we noted that more than 500 groups representing agriculture, nutrition, conservation, the environment, rural development, and several other sectors united to send a letter to congressional leaders calling for passage of a new modernized farm bill. At this point, that request is pending attention. The U.S. House Ag Committee has passed a bill from committee, but there's not been a vote on the House floor, and one isn't expected until later this fall when Congress comes back from their summer recess. Meanwhile, the Senate hasn't done anything but release individual or perhaps caucus outlines. Recently, a pair of economists with the American Farm Bureau Federation, Roger Cryan and Betty Resnick, shared some thoughts on the five things that we're not getting without having a new farm bill. We'll dig into those details by starting with the loss of the farmer safety net that the farm bill is supposed to provide. This safety net system provides financial support when prices fall to unsustainable levels. In this particular case, the need is to update reference prices to match up with what the production costs are for growing the covered crop. Because the reference prices are out of whack, the programs aren't working like they should. We'll cover more of the five missing things in our next programs. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman. Thanks for listening.